Welcome to the America Magazine podcast. America Magazine is the national Catholic weekly. Visit us online at www.americamagazine.org.
Hello and welcome to the America Magazine podcast for the week of July 20th through 27th. This week I'm joined by Jim Keane, Associate Editor. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning, Tim.
Now, Jim and I are here to do our periodic America Book Club. We spoke, I guess it was more than a year ago now, about the book Be Near Me by Andrew O'Hagan. So we're doing this again with the book Brooklyn, a novel by the author, and I'm sure we're going to mispronounce this, but our apologies to Mr. Toybean, Colm Toybean. Now, Jim, this is a book about sort of the Irish immigrant experience, written by an Irish native who is himself something of an immigrant, is here in the United States teaching, lives in Brooklyn, teaches at Princeton, also the New School. So much, you and I, both Irish-American, we've read our fair amount of Irish-American literature, so much has been written about this. This area of the immigrant experience. What did you find new about Brooklyn or different?
Well, I think you're right, Tim. I mean, this is an area that so many Irish-American authors have plumbed, right? And some of the most famous ones have specifically written about Long Island and Brooklyn, people like Alice McDermott and Mary Gordon and various other writers. What fascinated me about this book is that in many ways is that Toybean, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that too, Toybean doesn't really focus on action. You know, it's very much a book about, it's not about events, you know, it's about reflection and it's about specific moments in this young woman's life. And I was surprised at first by how little happens in the book. It's not until you get to the end that you really realize that that there have been sort of very serious moments that have taken place in this woman's life. It really does go by the day-to-day experiences of her life in a lot of ways, which I thought was interesting. Is it makes it more contemplative novel, I think.
Well, this is, just to recap, it's a story about a young Irish woman who lives in a small town in Wexford, I believe.
Outside Wexford.
Outside Wexford.
Enniscorthy, yeah.
Enniscorthy.
Which is where Toybean himself is from.
Oh, okay. And she lives with her sister, who's unmarried, and her mother, as with many people in Ireland in the 1950s, has a hard time finding a job or a job that is, you know, up to her skill level. So a priest from the United States who's of Irish descent helps her make the transition, gets her a job and a place to live in the States. And although she's not crazy about leaving, she does it for the good of her family and also just because it seems like the right thing to do. And that, so it traces her journey to the United States and eventually, for various reasons, back to Ireland. One interesting thing about this, that it is told from, you know, a woman's perspective. I mean, this is written by a man, but as the cover blurb says here, he does a very good job of, you know, getting inside the interior life of this young woman.
And there's an experience in the boarding house where she lives in the novel, where Eilish lives, of there's half a dozen young women living there. And there is a lot of reflection and a lot of sort of dialogue among the young women that Toybean does that sort of plays up as a major theme. All of these sort of ambitious but also in some ways naive people who have come to the United States and are sort of looking for work, looking for love, looking for success, and the ways that they react to sort of the events in their lives.
Well, yes, you have, like, in this boarding house, it's an interesting cast of characters. You've got the, you know, two of the women, as I recall, are, you know, they're very into, you know, what they wear and the makeup and going to parties and stuff and having boyfriends. Why Eilish, who's the main character, I hope we're pronouncing that correctly, is more, she's going to school at night, she's studying to get a bookkeeper's license so that, yes, she can work in a, she's working in a department store, she's hoping to work her way up. So she's more diligent. So she reflects a certain kind of, you know, character woman of that era who is slowly making her way, you know, into what is traditionally a man's world.
Right. And I should mention that the book is set in 1951, so it's a very specific environment, obviously, in Brooklyn, where this is, there is a wave of immigration, but there's also a sense in which these people are becoming Americans very rapidly. And so you have these themes that maybe are a little bit of a stereotype, as the Brooklyn Dodgers, you know, the department store, the... One of the major themes is the African-Americans are invited into the store to buy stockings at a certain point, and that sort of changes the tenor of the store, and there's racial tensions around that. And all of these things are happening around Eilish's life.
Yeah, that was interesting. Is that that's one thing that Toybean is certainly interested in, is the Irish encounter with other races, and not just, you know, African-Americans, but also Italians. I mean, this,
right,
to you and I, this is something that is, you know, part of, we know this through our parents and grandparents, that the Irish and the Italians didn't always get along. But for, you know, a younger person reading this book today, is that going to be seem so totally, you know, out of date? Is that just going to seem like a museum piece?
Yeah, well, I don't actually know that if, you know, if I were 20, I would understand the distinction between someone named Eilish and someone named Tony.
Tony is her love interest.
Yeah, and Tony is the boyfriend slash husband slash lover and various other things. And I think that is an aesthetic experience that may not be available to a younger reader, and it gives the book a certain historical place, right? It dates it a little bit, because that will be an experience that won't be sort of accessible to a new generation of readers in some ways.
Now, this is a book by, as I said before, an Irish native. Somebody who, while he does study here and teaches in, as I said, Princeton, has a house in Ireland, I think, in Dublin, would still consider himself an Irishman. How is that different from books by, you know, Irish-Americans, somebody like Frank McCourt, who, for you know, was born in Ireland but is very much, you know, an Irish-American now?
Well, you know, the one thing I really noticed about that, and I do think it reflects Toybean's experience of being an Irishman in some ways, is that some of the nostalgia and some of the stereotypical romanticizing of Ireland that happens in a lot of books isn't present here. You know, the town of Enniscorthy, as he describes it, he just describes it as it is. You know, it's neither better nor worse than Brooklyn. And this experience of this young woman, Eilish, is not one of leaving home in sadness and never returning, which is the theme of so many of these sort of Irish-American novels. She actually does go back, and she sees her family, and she sees her friends, and she has the possibility of getting married back there, and, you know, Enniscorthy doesn't seem that bad in a way, you know. And I think that that does reflect a Toybean's own experience, is that Ireland and America are places that you can go back and forth from. They're not places that you don't leave one for the other forever, which is the theme of, I think, probably the vast majority of the Irish-American literary canon.
Yeah, and even this was, although this takes place in the 1950s, this is probably true to the experience of a lot of recent Irish immigrants, that they can go back and forth.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, our ancestors, for example, only made the trip once.
Right. And exactly. I mean, I have a sister who has a daughter named Eilish who lives in Dublin, you know. And when my grandparents came to this country, they never thought they would ever get a chance to go back.
That was one of the things I wanted to bring up, too. There does definitely seem less sort of romanticization of things Irish in this book than you would get in most books by Irish Americans. I mean, the way he describes the homesickness of this character, living in this boring house totally by herself, you know, has some connection with the parish, but does not really have many friends. At one point, she realizes she has nothing to look forward to, not even the weekend. So he really crystallizes that very well.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. It explores the day-to-day themes in a really excellent way, I think. This is someone, Eilish, in this book. She goes to work, she goes to class, she goes to see her boyfriend day after day after day, and I think he does a very good job of capturing that, is that this isn't something with an overarching theme that takes years to take place. It's all, you know, it is all about the day-to-day in a lot of ways.
Now, one of the interesting elements of this book is its portrayal of the church and churchmen, like the Father Flood character who helps Eilish come to America. What did you think of that portrayal?
Actually, I thought it was very interesting. I guess it would be easy enough to sort of either portray the church as too good or too bad in a novel like this. But Toybean does a very good job of portraying these particular priests as helpful men. You know, I mean, they're not perfect. I mean, I think Father Flood comes across as a little arrogant, but he also comes across as someone who is genuinely interested in helping her. And his main role is not actually one of is not a sacramental role, is not really a priestly role, but it's more a mentoring role. He really sort of brings her into Brooklyn and sort of gets her set up. And the same with there's a scene in the novel where Eilish goes to confession, and at the end the priest says to her, come back in a month, and, you know, whatever happens, we will help you. And I thought it was a very positive portrayal of the church, one that in some ways was surprising, because it's so easy to get into this, I think, idea that, or, you know, this sort of Frank McCourt sense that the church in some way harms the immigrant experience or you know, is necessary for it, but warps it. And that's not at all the sense you get from this book, is that the institutions of the church and the priesthood are actually, in many ways, sort of a bulwark of support for Eilish.
Well, that scene with that priest, who we should say is named Anthony, supposedly after somebody we know who's a priest in Brooklyn. But you're right. You know, she's bringing a very serious confession to this priest, and he does not condemn her in any way, you know, suggest a certain penance, but says, "We will help you," reaches out to her, and, you know, is sympathetic, which was surprising.
Yeah, and also, you know, there's a great scene where he's offering, he gives her absolution, and then her penance is, I think it's one Hail Mary.
Yeah, that was surprising. Now, let's get into the relationship here between, now, she starts going to Friday night dances, which were, you know, a staple of life in American parishes of that generation, and meets a boy, a young man, who, light hair, but turns out to be Italian, an Italian who is going to these Irish-American dances, I guess, to pick up Irish women. They strike up a very close relationship, as you say, you know, they're meeting every couple days, and you know, what did you think of that relationship? I mean, in some ways, Toybin uses the word tenderness a lot in describing her feelings towards him, but in some ways I was thinking, but he doesn't use love a lot, so it seems like a very, very close friendship, but sometimes you wonder, is this love?
Yeah, and there is an ambivalence there, because at one point there is a moment where it seems like she's actually, Eilish is getting ready to tell Tony, the Italian-American she's dating, it seems like she's getting ready to tell him to get lost. But instead, she says, "I love you." And I felt the same thing you did. I was like, well, I don't actually know if this is true. You know, I don't believe it in a way.
Well, part of it is a woman, she was, she had some ambition. She was taking these classes. She was going to night school. She wanted to become a bookkeeper. And she knew, she could easily slide into this life with Tony, where she would be staying home with the kids, living in a suburb out in Long Island. And there was something in her that resisted that.
Right. And I think that's one of the themes of this book, is the struggle that every person has between aspirations and duty. Because there's also a sense in which her sister, Rose, who's back in Ireland, she acknowledges at one point that the reason that Rose is single and home with the mother is so Eilish can be in America. That Rose is a woman who has basically said, my duty is to take care of my mother and live with my mother and be single. And I think that Eilish deals with that herself, is that with Tony, she does look at a life where, obviously, when she visits Tony's family, she sees an immigrant family where the wife is expected to stay at home, and to, you know, that she will be a homemaker, and that Eilish has very different dreams from that.
Well, this book basically takes place in, I think it's four parts. The first part is in Ireland, then in the United States. Then there's an event, we won't give it away, but there's an event that brings Eilish back to Ireland. Now, that's a very interesting turn, as you said, because most novels, accounts of the Irish experience don't go back to Ireland. So something interesting, there's an interesting dynamic there when Eilish returns. She's seen differently by her friends and family.
Right. She's got a suntan. She's got American clothes. it's glamorous. Men that had ignored her previously are courting her all of a sudden. I think that's true, is that she comes home in a way as a sophisticate when she left as kind of a naive young woman.
Yeah, and when she returns, while she was very homesick in Brooklyn, she returns and realizes that life is no longer there for her, that her life has changed, is that she can't go back to that place.
Exactly, and that one of the defining sort of aesthetic experiences for her is realizing that her mother really wants her just to stay, you know, wants her back upstairs in the upper bedroom, and, you know, wants her to marry the local, owner of the local pub,
and
be there and sort of live the life that the mother herself, you know, is aware of, and that Eilish has experienced this completely different life in Brooklyn.
Yes, and here again is the tension between, as you put it, aspiration and duty. She has certain dreams of her own, but she realizes when she goes back there that her mother expects her to, you know, basically fulfill her duty as the daughter.
Right.
And it's not easy for her. And, you know, when she leaves her boyfriend, Tony, back in the United States, he kind of half knows that she might not ever come back.
Right. Right.
So there's that tension there where she goes back, and we said, of course she'll go back. But I'm sure this is an experience of a lot of Irish immigrants where, you know, either you go to Ireland expecting to go back to the United States, or you go back to Ireland expecting that you will return, and you never do.
Right. And, you know, this is another interesting theme in the book, is that Toybin is writing as a man, but his male characters, for example, Tony, or there's the Eilish's brothers, Martin, they all live in England and work, is that there's a sense in which the male characters always speak or act in sort of an elusive manner, is that you're right, Tony knows that Eilish may not come back. And the same thing with the brothers, is that when they write to her to say, we need you to come home, there's a sense in which what they say is not actually what they mean, is she has to read between the lines to figure out that they want her to come home and take care of their mother.
Yes, exactly. Now, I don't want to give too much away here, but I think we have to, well, I think we can say before she leaves for the trip, she and Tony secretly marry.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something she doesn't share with her mother and family when she returns. And she's meanwhile being set up with this local pub owner. So that's very interesting because she lets herself get fairly involved with this man in a way that, you know, many people would consider improper. What do you think happened to her? Has her immigrant experience shaped the choices she made in that way?
Well, I think that gets back to a thing we discussed earlier, which is ambivalence, is that in some sense, Tony has captured her heart in the United States, but there's another sense in which Enniscorthy and Ireland are always going to be the sort of defining elements of her experience. And, you know, it makes sense. Everyone's sort of rooting for her in Ireland to sort of end up with this man. And, I was a little surprised myself is that at her ambivalence. I mean, the book is not about romance. Toybean has a very sort of a matter-of-fact way of looking at sort of human relations that I did find surprising.
Yes, I mean, when the book ends with a match, we won't say who she winds up with, but we can say it's not a perfect match. You know, this is not a Jane Austen novel where you wind up with your soulmate at the end.
Right.
It's very ambivalent whether she winds up with the person she's meant to be with or that she would, you know, that she truly loves. And that, you know, definitely leaves you with very ambivalent feelings at the end.
Yeah. No, I think you phrased that perfectly, is that this is not Toybean is not depicting someone who is swept off her feet. He's depicting someone who is matter of fact, who is practical, who has dreams and ambitions, but also has her feet very firmly set on the ground.
The question of home, this is something that I haven't read all the works of Colm Toybean, but I understand this is a theme that he takes up in some of his other novels, and also nonfiction. He's a journalist as well. It's not clear here where home is. You know, the United States, Ireland, there's neither place is perfect. And this is probably the experience of not just Irish immigrants, but immigrants, you know, of all ethnicities.
Right. And I think that comes through very clearly, not only in the descriptions of Ailish's journeys back and forth from Ireland, but also just of the experience of the boarding house, you know, the way that's depicted is that, not to give too much away, but Toybean has this very strong matriarchal woman running this boarding house, who is in some ways a surrogate mother for Ailish. But I found to be a very unsympathetic character, is someone who was very unattractive in a lot of ways, was trying to control the situation in the sense of making that home, turning Brooklyn into Ireland, turning the boarding house into home, turning these girls into her daughters.
And they, in this boarding house, that, you know, the prejudices still exist, not just towards, you know, blacks or Italians, but also a woman who comes in who's a washerwoman who they don't want to eat with because this woman is a scrubber from Cavan. Is that what they describe her as?
Right, exactly. You know, I think psychologically that's called displaced abjection, but it's something the Irish are perfect at, right?
Yeah.
Is, you know, off the boat for 2 seconds and thinking someone else is below you.
Now, we're going to take advantage of your expertise here. You've taught classes in Catholic fiction at Fordham, and you mentioned Alice McDermott, Mary Gordon before. How would you sort of compare this work with some of their novels?
Well, I think that you could definitely say that Alice McDermott is someone who epitomizes the Irish-American experience, and that Toybean is writing from the perspective of someone who, even though he might be living in America, is Irish, which is a very different thing, is that McDermott would write about the experience of being someone who was born in the United States and grew up in Queens or Brooklyn or Long Island and had this experience that is, you know, parallel to Toybean's, but is in its own way different. This book is set in Brooklyn, but also set in Toybean's hometown in Ireland. The back and forth there is very different.
And we should say that, you know, Toybean's personal experiences obviously shaped this book. As you say, he places it in his hometown, but he's also someone who lives... He also has a home in Barcelona, as well as Ireland, as well as, you know, teaching here in the United States. So you can understand why home is a theme for him of interest, because he seems to go from place to place and trying to find out who he is and where he is.
Yeah, and this is also, I mean, this is not, this subject that we're talking about now is not his primary focus in his work. I mean, if you read Homage to Barcelona or something like that, he picks the themes of his life at the time. I mean, he's written books about Spain, he's written nonfiction, he's written books about any number of things. And this is not the sort of primary aesthetic that he's exploring, you know, the Irish-American experience, the way that we do see some writers do.
And in many ways, he's an outsider. Although he's Irish, he's not your typical Irish American, so he can look at this experience differently. He's also, as we were discussing before, an openly gay man. So how do you think those experiences as an outsider, as somebody who's kind of on the outskirts of the Irish community, helps him as a novelist?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, we talk about this, you read so often in novels about the experience someone has of suddenly looking down at themselves from outside, you know, looking at themselves in a bubble or looking at themselves, looking at their own decisions in life from the outside and what that means. And I think that that's what Toybian is really very skilled at, is being able to step outside the frame and look down on a character and sort of figure out, you know, where that character is going, what that character is doing. And I think that is a reflection of his own experience of being, like you said, he's an outsider in a lot of ways, in a lot of different contexts.
Okay, well, again, the book is Brooklyn by Colm Toybean. Just came out in the last couple of months, and we'll put a link to it to Amazon if you're interested in purchasing it. But we want to thank Jim Keane for discussing it with us, and wish him well. You're off to finish your studies in theology in Berkeley, correct?
Yes, in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, so he will be leaving America, but hopefully we'll still be contributing to the magazine, and hopefully we can do one of these discussions again.
Thanks, Tim.
We want to thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the American Magazine podcast. Online this week, we have a review of the film The Brothers Bloom, as well as continuing conversation on the modern diaconate, following up a special issue we had on that subject. Reminder that you can respond to our conversations by going to americamagazine.podbean.com. This is Tim Reedy for America Magazine.